Today's shir is Masechta Zochim Daf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Beis, seven lines from the bottom. In a previous shir, the Gemara had taught us that by a carbon stoma, if you just had a machshava without a specific machshava for the carbon, but you didn't have a different machshava, the halacha is that it's kosher. But by get, we learned that stoma, if you had a machshava stoma, it's possible. So ask the Gemara, get the stomach possum and olam. This halacha that we're discussing, that by a get, if you brought it stomach, it's possible. Ask the Gemara and olam, from where do we know this halacha? Suggest the Gemara, Ilayim Mahadot Tanan, will say we learned it based on a Mishnah in Masech the Gittin, Daf Chaf Dal Raman Aleph. The Mishnah says that somebody wanted to divorce his wife. Vayoyev b'shuk, and he's walking in the street. V'shama soifrim, he's walking by the street. V'shama soifrim, and he hears how soifrim makrin are practicing writing a get, and they're writing ish plani girish plonis v'makom plani. And as they're practicing, they write the words that this is the name of the man, this is the name of the woman, and they happen to have the same name as he. So says the Gemara. That says the Mishnah of Amar, and he says, wow, Zeshmi Zeshem Mishti. The get that's being written actually has my name and my wife's name. So I'm going to use this get. The loch is possible, Garishba. You can't use this get to divorce. Now, this get wasn't written in the name of a different woman, it was just written Stama, and still it's possible. Says the Gemara, Dumakura Papa, Dara Papa Hokba, sorry from a swing with Slam the skinin. The issue with this get is, as we just said, this get is being written for practice purpose. And since it's being written for practice purpose, so it's not being written l'shem krisis. V'lo yichtav l'shem krisis. The halacha is, the Torah says when it speaks about a get, sefer krisis. And we learn from that in the Gemara Masechta the Gittin Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, that the get has to be written with the purpose of terminating a marriage. This get, as we just described, was not written for that purpose. And since this get was not written for that purpose, that's why the get is disqualified. But it has no bearing on the question that we're discussing regarding the question of Lishma. And regarding that question, it could be that Stoma is good enough, says the Gemara, Ela Meheh. Let's continue learning the Mishnah over there, says the Gemara. The Mishnah says, yes, okay. Furthermore, Kasav Garish is Ishtai. Somebody wants to divorce his wife, and he had the Seifrim right to get for that purpose. Then Nimlach, and then he changed. For Matzah Ben Irayin, he finds another person who lives in the same city, and it's critical that other person be a member of the same city, because a get is only kosher if it's written with the name of the city where the couple lives. You and I, the man and the man, the wife and the wife, have the same names. So let's use this get for me to divorce my wife. The get can't be used for another couple because of what wasn't written lishma. And the Gemara is assuming that the fact that this person changed his mind, he obviously was never really committed to divorcing his wife. And he had a mind when he had the get written that if I change my mind and I decide not to divorce my wife, this get should be able to be used for somebody else. So that's, the Gemara says, a situation of stoma. And yet we see it's possible, says the Gemara, that is also not a raya. Because Domashani Hassam, when we speak about that case, the intiklei l'shem girishin dahu, the get was originally written for that individual. And since it was written specifically for that individual, that's not a case of stoma, even if we're going to say that he wasn't certain that he's going to divorce his wife. Says the Gemara Maha. We can learn it from the next Mishnah. Yes, Al-Kain. The Mishnah continues saying, Yesh l'shtei noshim. If a man has two wives, Shishmesein Shavas that have identical names. And Kosel Garis Doyla, he originally had a mind to divorce one wife. Lo Yigarish Zaktana, he can't use it for the other wife because it wasn't written for her. And again, the Gemara is assuming that this person had these two wives with identical names, and he sort of wasn't certain which wife he's going to divorce. So it's sort of a case of stoma, and still it's possible. Says the Gemara again, Dilma Shani Hassan, we can't bring a raya from that case, because over there, Intaklei L'shem Grushin Dehi, he had specifically in mind that he's divorcing this wife, and therefore it's not a case of stoma. But maybe stoma is not a concern. Says the Gemara Mahab, Yes, Alkein, Amal Lavluk, Soiv, he somebody writes to us, tells the Soifer, write again. And then he has two wives with identical names, and when he tells the Soifer to write a get, he specifically tells the Soifer that I have not decided yet. I want to divorce one of my wives, but I have not yet decided which of the two I'm going to divorce. Amal Lavluk, Soivli, write the get, Ulaiza Sha'ertza Agarish, and then I will later decide whom I want to divorce. The loch is possible, the get is possible. Milgarish, but you can't use the get at all. Now, the get wasn't written here in any woman with having any specific woman in mind. And even though the get wasn't written with having any specific woman in mind, so it's certainly a case of stoma, yet the get is disqualified. Says the Gemara, there the concern is a different concern altogether. Del Mishani Hassan Dembei Breira. Throughout Shas, there's a discussion. Do we say Yesh Breira, that retroactively we could understand what happened? And therefore, if today he says, well, I want to divorce this wife, Breira says that retroactively we assume that that was the wife he always wanted to divorce. And their opinion that holds Ein Breira. We can't retroactively construct anything. So to say, well, at the time that he gave the get, at the time he wrote, gave direction to write the get, it wasn't clear whom he meant. And now after the get is written, he says, I want that the get should be effective for this wife. To make that effective, you have to rely on Breira. And maybe the halacha is, specifically when we're speaking about a deraisa, we don't say Breira. And that's the problem with that get. Says the Gemara, get. So it's nothing to do with stoma. So again, the Gemara wants to know from where do we know the halacha of stoma? Says the Gemara, El Mahal. The Rai is from the Mishnah Masechta Gittin, Daf Chav Vav Amabez. The Mishnah over there says, Hakais of Taifas Gittin. There are two parts in a get. There's the Taifas. The Taifas is the standard boilerplate of the get, and the tarif is the specifics, the names, the city, the date, etc. So if we have a case where the soifer is writing taisa getin, he's just writing the boilerplate of the get, that they should be available for when a couple will chas v'shalom want to get divorced, he just has to fill in the tarif. Tzarech shenich makam, ish makam, isha makam, edem makam zman. He has to leave blank the place to write the husband's name, the wife's name, the edem signature, the date, the place where the get is being written, and the date. V'am Rabbi Yehuda, av tzarech shenich makam harayet meteres l'chol adam. He has to also leave over the statement, harayet meteres ben actually, Rashi there, Masech the Gittin, explains that the Gemara over there is speaking about a case where the Sofer knows the circumstances around this couple. And he knows that this couple, Shalom Bayis, is not good. And he anticipates that they're going on to get divorced. And the Sofer has time now, so he writes, prepares the get. From here we see that you can write these the Torah for the get, bestama, and assume that it'll be good if I need it. So we see from here a raya that we don't rely, on stama. Says the Gemara, su So stoma, we're learning, is acceptable by kachrim, but it's not acceptable by gut. But then says the Gemara, su Rava milsachrita. Rava asked another question, which represents a stira, a contradiction between hilchos kachrim and hilchos get. Asked the Rami Amar Yudam Rav chatas shach l'shem oil psula, that if you brought a chatas l'shem oil, it's posel. That's what the Mishnah said. So the indication is that shach l'shem oil. But if you brought l'shem chulin, if you didn't have in mind a different carbon altogether, then the halacha would be that the carbon is kosher. But the Rishonim point out that even if we're learning that chatas shach l'shem chulin is kosher, the halacha would still be that a loyal balam l'shem chayva. And the Rambam makes the point. The Rambam says that from here we see that you could have a person doing an avera, b'chayv a karma chatas, and end up bringing to two different karbonas. He'll bring two karma chatas. But the Meshech Chochma says that this Gemara that was saying that if you shechted the chatas l'shem chulin, it's kosher, it's only regarding the shechita. But says the Meshech Chochma that if you brought it, if you did the zrika l'shem chulin, everybody would agree that it's possible. Moreover, says the Meshech Chochma, the pasuk says by the bringing of the Karan Pesach, v'amartam zeva Pesach, Hula Hashem. The pasuk says that when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you're going to bring a Karan Pesach, you have to say Pesach Hula Hashem. So says the Meshech Chochma that based on what we're learning now in our Gemara, that if you bring a Karan Chatas to Shem Chulin, it's kosher. Says the Meshech Chochma, there's going to be a difference by Karan Pesach. There's going to be a difference by Karan Pesach if you brought the Karan Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, or you brought the Karan Pesach in Chutz Lartz. In Eretz Yisrael, there's halacha, the pasuk says, v'amartem zevach Pesach hu l'Hashem. And the carbon Pesach is only going to be a kosher carbon if you have in mind l'shem Pesach. And just having in mind l'shem chulin would not work. Whereas, says the Meshech Chochma, when in the Midbar, or the first year, when they still brought the Karan Pesach, where the Torah doesn't say v'amartem zavach Pesach l'Hashem, says the Meshech Chochma, there the halacha by the Karan Pesach would be similar to the halacha by the Karan Machatas. And if we're brought l'shem chulin, the halacha is that it would be kosher. Says the Gemara Alma. So Rava now made a very important point. He's saying that if you had in mind by carbon chatas a different carbon, then the carbon will be disqualified. But if you don't have in mind a different carbon, you had in mind chulin, it would be kosher. So what is the point of the Gemara? Says the Gemara, from here we see, Alma, Mina Machraba. If you had in mind a different carbon, but it's all in the family of carbonus, then you have an issue. Dloimina, but if you have in mind chulin, which is not in the family of carbonus, then the halacha is loy machraba, it's not an issue. For many, ask the Gemara, the Mishnah Masech Gittin, Daf Chof Tal Raman Aleph teaches us, kol haget, shenichta shloy l'shem is apostle. If it wasn't written with this woman in mind, it's possible. Even if you had in mind a non-Jewish woman. Now, a non-Jewish woman is not a person that's Mina. It's not. She's not in the family of getting the Gerushin. And yet it's a problem. Vishani. And how do we reconcile this? Get Da'alavaris Kachavim Nei. What's Da'alacha if you didn't have in mind Da'alavaris Kachavim? You had nobody in mind. So it's still a problem. Havel a stoma. And we just finished proving that stoma by get is possible. So therefore, an avoidus kechavim is no better or worse than stoma. And if stoma is possible, avoidus kechavim possible. By kachim, dal chulim minayu. let's ignore the chulin consideration. And we'll say that it's like stoma. And we've just learned stoma is ksherim. But now, says the Gemara, v'rami nosachrita. But now, says the Gemara, Rava had another question. Says the Gemara, what was the other question that Rava had? The other question that Rava had was a mi amar b'yudam arav. Chatish shok l'shem oyla psula. If you had in mind the carbon oyla, then it's possible. However, shok l'shem chulin ksheira alma, again, what are we learning? The concept of mina machraba, if you have in mind another carbon, it's a problem. Loi mina, but if it's not a carbon, it's chulin loi machraba. Ask the Gemara, the Torah speaks about the tumma of a kli cheres. And when the Torah speaks about the halacha of a kli cheres tumma, it's a most unique, kli cheres is earthenware, it's a most unique type of tumma. The halacha is that all other kalim become tamei by coming in contact with tumma. Something tamei touches the kli cheres, that the kli that's not cheres, it becomes tamei. If something tame, a sheretz, for example, touches the outside of a kli cheres, that kli cheres will not be tame. The only time it becomes tame is me'aviroi. If the tumah is suspended inside the airspace of the kli cheres, then the kli cheres is tame. And not only is it tame me'aviroi, it's tame if even if what's suspended inside the kli cheres doesn't touch the walls of the kli cheres. Even though it doesn't touch the walls of the kli cheres, as long as it was in the aver of the kli cheres, it's tamei. But what's going to be the halacha when you have two kli cheres? You have an outer kli cheres, and then you have an inner kli cheres, but the inner kli cheres is taller than the outer kli cheres. Look at, as we had two pots. The two pots were made out of cheres, and you have the outside pot, and then you have the inside pot, but the inside pot extends above the rim of the outside pot. That case is considered toichoi. And the halacha is that if there's tumah suspended in the outer kli cheres, the inner kli cheres will still be tahor. And that's the halacha of toichoi. Says the Gemara. Hatanya, we learned, toichoi, as we just explained, that the halacha is that anything that's suspended within the kli cheres becomes tamei, v'loi toichoi. That halacha doesn't apply by toichoi, but a few kli shetef, what is going to be the halacha if the inside keli is not made out of earthenware, it's made out of kli shetef, which is mekabel tuma. Still, the halacha is that anything that's inside the clay shetef won't become tamei. The reason being that only food and mashkim are mekabel tuma from the avir of the clay cheres, but not kalim. And since this keli that's inside the outside keli will be tahor, the halacha is that the food inside will also be tahor. But now, let's understand this. Why are the food that's inside the kli shetef not tamei? The halacha is that just like machshavas chulin is not considered a machshava by kachim because they're not in the same category, the kli shetef is not the same as a kli cheres. And if it's not in the same, we should consider it. If it's not the same, it's considered enoi minoi. And if it's enoi minoi, and then what's inside should become tamei. It shouldn't have the ability to be matzel. Vishani, and the answer to that question, also chulin etzakotchim. The klish, also chulin etzakotchim, kimechitze etzaltana. Now let's say you had a tanner, and it was divided in two with a partition built through it. And on one side there's a shetef, and the other there's a sheretz, and the other side there's food. This partition won't be able to separate the keli into two because it's not the same as the keli. And if it's not the same of the keli, kol she'enu minoi loy makrabah, it doesn't affect it. And therefore, the food on the other side of the partition will be tamei. Ma etz mechitza etz atana. So just like the partition in the Tana, says the Gemara loy mahana leklal, it doesn't serve as a partition. Af chulin etz kotshim loy mahana leklal, and the chulin doesn't have the ability to make the kotshim posel. Says the Gemara, the Tanan, and says the Gemara, this halacha was taught. Tana shechotzu b'nesarim b'yirius. If you build a partition inside of a tana made out of cheres, nimtz a sheretz b'malkum echad, and there's a sheretz on one side of the partition, hakol tamei, the whole keli is tamei. And the halacha is kaveris, shepchusu b'kulik b'kash. If you have a beehive that had a hole in it, and you stuffed it up with straw, mishaleshes lavia tana, and then you put that beehive inside a tanner made out of cheres, sheres, b'tayachai, if the sheres is in that kli cheres, hatanner tamei, and sheres b'tanner, ayachlesh b'tayachai tameim. Because since it has a hole, it's not considered a keli, it's only considered like a mechitza, and the mechitza can't stop the spread of the tumor. So we see that the entire inside is considered tamei, and Rebbeleza Matai. Rebbeleza says that it does have a positive effect. It does have a positive effect on what's on the beehive. And why is the reason of Rebbeleza? Says the Ma'am Rebbeleza, because I make the foul in Kavachomer. Im Hitzel b'meis ha-chomer. The halacha is that one of the most serious tumas meis, it's a tumas oil, that anything that's inside the oil of a meis is tamei for 7 days. But still, if you have a mechitza separating between the mace and yourself or anything else, it prevents the tum from spreading. So certainly, it should have the ability like tatsa b'tchil cheres hakal. And the chum said loy. The kavachomer is not a valid kavachomer. Im hitzo the mace, if the mechitza, if the partition is effective by oil hamace, because it, which is chomish kain chaluk balin. It's able to create separate oil. Tatzel b'klicheres hakal sheichok b'olim. The proba of tuma by sheretz has nothing to do with oil. The proba of tuma by sheretz, by mace, is dependent on oil. And therefore the two halachas are very different. So the Gemara asks, Rav said that a chatas that was brought to Shem Chulin is kosher. Because it's not in the same family, and therefore can't have an adverse effect. So now says the Gemara, according to Rabbanan, that only Kaili has the ability to separate the Tanner, because and a Mechitza not, because a Mechitza is not a Kaili, and it's not in the same family of a Kli Cheres, and therefore doesn't have the ability to separate. Because Rav's opinion is, lav mina, if they're not in the same family, it can't have an effect. But according to Rebbeleza, who says that even a mechitza, which is not a consideration, as we just said, when we speak about kli cheretz, so you see, even if it's not in the same family, it still could have an effect. Mayikla meima, Rav says that only if it's not in the same family, only if it's in the same family, but if it's not in the same family, it can't have an effect. How do we reconcile this with what Rebbeleza says? Says the Gemara, Rebbeleza Kalvachayim Kama. He says that Rebbeleza is finding a unique Kalvachayimer, which is applicable by Kli Cheres, but that has no bearing on what we're talking about by Kabbonis. But ask the Gemara, once Rebbeleza has established the Kalvachayimer, Hasam Nami Lema Kalvachayimer. So why don't we say the same Kalvachayimer by Kachim? And say, if kachim mechalim kachim, if kachim could adversely affect kachim, and you brought chatas l'shem oila, the carbon is possible, then chulin, which are even more distinct than another carbon, like hoshgein, they should adversely affect the carbon, says the Gemara. So now we go back to our original point. Rav taught us halacha, the chatas that was brought l'shem chulin is fine. Tama de Rav is kribbeloza. It's based on what Rebbeleza said. Dama Rebbeleza, my Tama de Rav. What is the basis of Rav's halacha? Because the pasuk says, "V'lo yichalu as kachim b'nei Yisrael, asher yirimu Lashem. We learn from here, Kachim Chalam Kachim. The Torah says that the Kachim, only Kachim have the ability. If you had in mind Chatos Lashem Oilo, that disqualifies the Chatos. However, ain't Chulim Chalam Kachim. Chulim don't have that ability. As I saw that the Sefer Aryeh Shog explains the Gemara that if you have a great individual and you have people who are really simple people, not distinguished people in any way, and they ridicule that important person, what they've done really has very little value. Because who cares what these people who are really not important say? Whereas, if a person is Adam Choshev, he's a distinguished individual, who he says something, that has a whole different effect. And that's what we're learning in our Gemara. That if a regular person says something bad about a tzaddik, it's not as significant as when a tzaddik or a person who's perceived to be a tzaddik says something negative about a tzaddik. That is something that is much more significant. The Sefer Imri Baruch explains this Gemara similarly. When Nochrim do something against Klal Yisrael, it isn't as serious, it isn't as hurtful as when one Jew does something to another Jew. He says a very interesting fact. He says, if you bang metal and gold together, you won't really hear the sound very far. However, when you'll bang gold on gold or metal on metal, that causes a much more significant sound. When somebody who's another Ben Yisrael embarrasses a Ben Yisrael, that is something that we have to be concerned about. But if it's not one Ben Yisrael doing damage, when it's a Nochri effect saying something about a Jew, it's not something that should be considered so significant. So it's interesting when the Rambam brings this halacha that if you brought a chatas l'shem chulam, he says, as we said before, the carbon is not possible, but the halacha is ein oil ba'alim shem chayva. The owner doesn't get credit. So we don't understand. So to understand this Rambam, manavshach, if it's fine, it's fine. And if it's not fine, it should not be fine. How do we understand the opinion of the Rambam? So, explains the Sefer Taras HaKodesh. Even if the person who brought the carbon did not have in mind another carbon, he only had in mind L'shem Chulin, he says, and it should be no different than Kinstamak L'shma, he says, it's worse when you do L'shem Chulin than you did L'stama. When you do Stama, so then that first avoider is not really counted. And if we look at the further avoiders, so that they're done properly, make everything done properly. But if somebody had in mind specifically L'shem Chayva, L'shem Chulin, I mean, what is that person thinking? When he's bringing the carbon L'shem Chulin, he doesn't want it to be a Chatas. And since he doesn't want it to be a carbon Chatas, the halacha is that it can't be oil l'balim l'shem chayva. The Chiddush Rim says that if somebody brings a carbon and he did not have a mind that it should be l'shem chatas, but he doesn't have a mind anything else, the halacha will be that it's not disqualified because it's certainly no worse than stama, or certainly no worse than l'shem chulin. But says the Chiddush Rim, according to Taras Chatas, according to the Taras HaKodesh, in order for it to be considered a valid carbon chatos, you have to have a mind that it should be a chatos. Here you didn't have a mind that it should be a chatos. And if you didn't have a mind that it should be a carbon chatos, then the halacha is it's not going to be considered a kosher carbon. Says the Gemara. But now that the Pasuk has taught us that if you have a mind with Shem Chulin, it's going to be fine, as long it's not going to be pasul. Alma asakra, even though the Kal v'chomer says differently, the pasuk supersedes the Kal v'chomer. Alma asakra v'afka Kal v'chomer. So ask the Gemara, why don't we say the same by the kalim, the klicheris? Why would should we say that even though Rabbi Eliezer has a Kal v'chomer from the oil ames that the mechitza separates, but the pasuk of Toichoi should teach us that has nothing to do with what we're saying. And the pasuk should say that only there's halacha of Toichoi v'loi Toich Toichoi, but not what any, and therefore, even though mechitza maybe would serve as a petition, we don't have it make a difference, because we have a pasuk that tells us that we ignore that. Says the Gemara, "Al hay toich mebayel loich." Says the Gemara, because the word toich is needed for a different purpose. Says the Gemara, what do we need the word toich for? Loich l'shigilim betit. If you have a food that you covered with clay, v'chnisin la'avetaner, and you put that food you suspended into a taner that's tamei. Salkadach minahol b'negiel lematama. Since these food are not going to become tamei by touch, because it's in the kli cheres, ba'avira nami lematama, and you're not touching the food. Kamash malon. Rabbanon, the rabbanon who hold, we need the pasuk to teach us toich v'loy toich toichai. Hanach le'tzricha kra. I don't need a pasuk. He says that food that's covered with clay, is poshut that they're tamei, and the fact that they're covered by clay is immaterial. Says the Mar Rav Yosef Bar Ami Rami Shina Kodesh Shina Balim Mishani. He asked the following question: Mi Amarav Chatas Shach L'Shem Chatas. If somebody brought a korban chatas, if somebody brought a korban chatas because he ate chel b'shogeg, and he then brought it and he had in mind the dam sheira l'shem oila, but if he brought it for the oila psul, what do we see from here? The lav mina, if he had in mind the korban oila, which is not in the family of a korban chatas, machraba. But if he had a mind, Nina, if he had a mind one Aveira instead of the other Aveira, but they both carry the obligation to bring a Karmel Chattis, then the halacha is Loi Makrabo. It wouldn't make a difference. But ask the Gemara, V'amarav, haven't we been learning in our Shir, the Chattis Sheshachto al Mi Shemachoyev Chattis, that somebody brought a Karmel Chattis, that somebody who's Chayev a Karmel Chattis, and the person, you had in mind a different person, but both of these individuals are chayv karban chatas psula. Amishim chayv oila, but if you had in mind that this carbon should be effective for a person that has to bring carbon oila, ksheira, what do we see from here? Alma dem damino, that both people are chayv chatas, machraba. The laba mino, loy machraba. So we see here that by shinui chatas, the opinion of Rav is that if you had in mind different, the same type of carbon, it's not a problem. Only have your mind something else entirely, shame oil it's possible. And here we're learning just the opposite, that if you had in mind somebody who is kayev carbon oil, it's lav mina, and it'll be fine. Only if you have in mind another person, a different owner, who's chayev achatis, will you have a problem. So how do we understand Rav's opinion? Is bar mina an issue? Is the bar mina the issue? Or the la bar mina the issue? A mishani hosam, shachra yisrael chattis amrachmana. When the Torah speaks about having in mind a different karma chattis, the wording of the Torah is v'shachra yisrael chattis, harei chattis shem chattis nishkata. And since the carbon was brought one chattis for another chattis, that's kosher. Hochop, when the Torah speaks about the owners, the Torah says different wording. The Torah's wording is v'chip olav akoy mechatosik siv. Olav, you have to have in mind this person v'loy al chaveri. Chaveri during the day. The only time it'll be fine if both of you m'chuyiv kapara k'moysoy. But somebody who's not m'chuyiv in this carbon, then that person doesn't make a difference. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is that it doesn't make a difference if it's mina or lav mina. That's not the consideration. The consideration is what the Torah say in this case. By when we speak about Shinei Kodesh, the Torah says that if it was brought the same type of carbon, it's kosher. If it's brought for a different kind of carbon, it's pasul. And when the Torah says shinui bailim, there the Torah says only if both of you are chayiv in the same carbon will be an issue. If you're not chayiv in the same type of carbon, it will not be an issue. Says the Gemara, Rav, going back to the beginning of this year, Rav Chavim Aron is shinui bailim teich teichai. He said that by shinui bailim, we see that only if it's mina, we see that by shinui bailim, if it's not the same min, if it's not the same min, it's not a problem. By toich toich, it is a problem. Umi amrav chatz shachla mi shmechoyev chatz psula. Ami shachayev oil ksheira, alma only mina makrba. They're both chayev karma chatz, they're just two different individuals. The lav mina. But if one person's chayiv a carbon chattis and one person's chayiv a carbon oila, it doesn't make a difference. For Tanya, but ask the Gemara why the aloch of the kan of the cheres we learn toichav loy toich toichoy. I feel klishetif matzel, even though the klishetif are not the same as the klicheres. Even the klishetif, and again, why they call klishetif? Shetif means to wash, because the aloch is that a kli cheres that becomes tamei, there's nothing you could do to make it tahor besides breaking it. Shivirason, zui taroson. By kli cheres, that's by kli cheres. A kli shatif, a metal keli, other materials, you could take it to the mikveh. By taking it to the mikveh, they become tahor. That's why it's called shatif. They wash them. So we see from here, I feel kli shatif matzel. We say even by not the same min that it's going to be helpful. So we see that even though it's not the same min, it's going to be considered a valid chatzitza, even though it's ein amina. And here he's saying ein amina is not the same as mina. Mishani, to which he answered that it's a special halacha by kli shetef, because the Torah says arba toichik siv. The Torah uses the words toich twice by Tumasheretz. The Torah says, "V'kol kli cheres ashiipa behem al toichai, kol asher b'toichai yitma v'oisus ishbaru." And the Torah could have said "toich," and the Torah said "toichai," so it's considered as if the Torah used the word "toich" four times. Chad legufei, to teach us the fundamental halacha that we've been learning of a kli cheres, that a kli cheres only becomes tamei me'aviroi from tumah that's suspended in its airspace. One is l'gzeri shava, to teach us a gzeri shava between a keli that becomes tummy through a sheretz, and the Torah says toichai regarding the food that becomes tummy from that keli, and just like the keli matama the food, even just me'aviroi, the sheretz makes tum on the keli even if it doesn't touch it. V'chad toichai shazeh v'lo toichai shalacher, that this halacha is of toichai of avir is only by kli cheres, not by kli shechet. V'idoch toichai, and the other halacha is available to teach us the halacha of toichav lai toich toichai, and that halacha, if the inside keli is standing above the outside keli, was said even by kli shetef. And therefore, there is no connection, if there is no connection between these two halachas, there's a special halacha by the kli shetef, and from there we can't learn from anything else. Our Gemara is teaching us mina machraba, that only if it's the same family is it a problem. Loi mina loi machraba. But if it's not in the same family, it's a problem. There's a very interesting shaila that the Paiskim discuss on Sukkos. When we daven, we're supposed to say Yom Sukkos Azeh. Shmini Atzeres was supposed to say Shmini Achag Cheres Azeh. What would Shmini Atzeres Achag Azeh? What would be the halacha if somebody said on Shmini Atzeres, he's already so used to from the previous days of saying Sukkos, he says Sukkos instead of Shmini Atzeres. So the halacha is, if he wouldn't have said anything, or he would have said Yontif, then it's okay. But here, he said Loimina, he said something which is incorrect, and completely incorrect. He said Sukkos when it's not Sukkos. So by saying the wrong thing, it's worse than saying nothing. And therefore, the halacha maybe would be that it's loy mina, it's not in that family, and it's not going to be considered that you davened properly. But the Chaya Adam, interestingly, says that it will be acceptable. And the Chaya Adam says the reason why he's lenient is because even though the halacha is that Shemini Atzeres is considered a separate yontif, it's not. It's only in certain regards. In other regards, it's not considered a separate yontif. And since in other regards, it's not considered a separate yontif, but the Evid, if he said Chag HaSukkos, he would not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei.